Voters this November won't only be deciding on a laundry list of candidates for elected office. They'll also decide on two yes or no ballot questions, which, for the first time in a decade, could amend the state's constitution. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, ballot question number two is all about the sale of land belonging to the state, and it could have a major impact on the environment and government transparency.
Pamela Adams says there's a way the sale of public land is supposed to work. If legislators want to sell or swap land used for recreation or farming, they raise a bill, and that bill gets a public hearing. At least, that's how it's supposed to go.
But oftentimes, at the end of the session, some of these sales or trades or giveaways are done at the 11th hour. And there was no public hearing on it. In fact, no discussion on it in many cases.
Adams is the co-president of the Friends of Connecticut State Parks. She's speaking with me on the shores of Hammonasset Beach, one of the state's most popular parks. In 2013, legislators did some last-minute tweaks, packing a few lines into a bill to give away a small portion of this land to the town of Madison for free. There was no public hearing.
Our tax dollars go into acquiring these, maintaining these, and to have them given away without any input isn't right.
Eric Hammerling, executive director of the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association, says that's what ballot question number two is all about.
This is a real opportunity to do things with transparency.
Hammerling says ballot question two is long and wordy, but basically boils down to this.
If any state lands are being proposed by the General Assembly to be sold, swapped, or given away, there would have to be a public hearing first.
The amendment would also require two-thirds of both houses of the General Assembly to vote in favor before the legislature could do anything with land owned by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection or the Department of Agriculture. Past state land deals have caused controversy. The so-called Haddam land swap is one of the best-known examples, a case where legislators proposed exchanging land overlooking the Connecticut River with a commercial developer. That deal fell apart in 2012, but motivated many conservationists to push for the ballot question. Hammerling says legislators tend to prioritize the needs of their districts over those of the entire state. And that with the state's ongoing budget crisis, the temptation to sell off public lands among legislators will only grow.
On page 45, House Calendar 556, Senate Joint Resolution Number 35.
In May, members of Connecticut's General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to place the land use ballot question before voters. But there was dissent. Democrat Rick Lopes from New Britain voted no, saying the question will provoke unintended consequences.
Because of this new language, we're going to need a hearing. Maybe there's not time for a hearing. We're going to need a two-thirds vote, and your issue is going to become a political football.
Bracing against the cold wind on the beach at Hammonasset, Pamela Adams says she doesn't buy that.
If something is a good proposal, then they should have the honesty and the fortitude to stand up in front of everyone and say what it is they would like to do and get their affirmation.
After all, she says, this is the public's land. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.